August 20, 1995. Dear people whom God loves, power is a wonderful and dangerous thing. When used to help people grow and develop, it is magnificent. When used to bend people to our will, it is destructive. Authority builds people up. Authoritarianism puts people down. When we seek power to feel good about ourselves, we use it badly. When we are okay within ourselves, we gladly give power away. There is a song that says, "Love is something when you give it away, you end up having more." I think something similar could be said about power. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Sex and Spiritual Growth. August 27, 1995. Dear people whom God loves, our church, in spite of its many unhealthy and negative sexual teachings through the centuries, says that making love is sacramental. This means it is one of the ways in which we encounter God. It is one of the ways that God touches us. If we let this truth penetrate us, we will not be surprised by the connection of sexuality and spiritual growth. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Who We Are. September 3, 1995. Dear people whom God loves, each one of us is a masterpiece from the hand of God. All of our wounds and hurts from the time we were conceived have blotched and torn the masterpiece. It may even be hard to see it as it was. That masterpiece is who we are. That is what God sees when she looks at us. As we begin to see the beautiful, precious person we are underneath all the junk, we will be drawn toward healing. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Prejudice. September 10, 1995. Dear people whom God loves, on December 28, 1969, I wrote the following column to the people of Our Lady of the Lake in Mound, Minnetonka, where I was pastor at the time. A few weeks ago, a lady from that parish sent a copy to me. Here is what I wrote almost 26 years ago. Dear parishioners, am I a better person? Am I a better Christian than I was a year ago? Will I be a better one a year from now? Worse than getting a negative answer to these questions is not even asking them. There are a number of things that keep us from growing as Christians. One of these is prejudice. Prejudice is a disease that touches each one of us. We received it from our elders and others, and just as surely pass it on. The insidious thing about prejudice is that we are usually blind to it. It causes us to act in most unchristian ways, while we remain quite pleased with ourselves. In fact, a feeling of righteousness could be a good sign that we are prejudiced. Righteousness is a beautiful cloak that covers filth of many descriptions. The question I should ask myself is not whether I am prejudiced, but rather, how am I prejudiced? The deeper the prejudice is, the more difficult it will be to admit it even to myself. I will offer some questions that may be of some help in uncovering our prejudices. You can think of many more. In asking myself these questions, I should concentrate on what kind of feelings these various people produce in me. Don't cheat. How do I feel about a young man with long hair, a soldier in uniform, a Catholic, the flag, a black man, a Jew, a church official, a person on welfare, a rich man, a person dressed differently than I like, a protester, a hippie, a politician, a gay or lesbian person, a man with a beard, a conscientious objector, a John Birch member. After I see how I feel, then I can do something about the way I act. There is no moral guilt in any of the repulsive things that I feel. There is moral guilt if I carry out my prejudices or if I refuse to see what they are. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Authentic Sex. September 17, 1995. Dear people whom God loves, sex is meant to grow and develop into an expression of and a fostering of love. That is usually a long and difficult journey, but we are called to make that journey. The more we are open to being transformed by the love we call God, the more we become people who show that love in our actions. The more we allow God to come into us, the more loving we will be. The more loving we become, the more authentically human we are. That is why I agree with the statement, it is impossible to have authentic sex except in God. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. The Role of Religion. September 24, 1995. Dear people whom God loves. A danger for churches and religions is to forget that they are only a means to an end. That end is to enable us to become loving, compassionate people. All the teachings, rituals, moral codes, and policies are valuable only insofar as they help us become lovers. We are called to be one with and in God. God is love, and as we grow in love, we become what God calls us to be. When churches and religions forget this and become ends in themselves, they become useless or worse. They must not forget their purpose, to help people become lovers. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Aggressiveness and assertiveness. October 8, 1995. Dear people whom God loves, there is a difference between being aggressive and being assertive. When I am aggressive, I am acting out of my own insecurity. I attack the other person. I see the other person as a thing to be overcome and knocked out of the way. I may get my way, but my inner true self is diminished. When I put someone down, I damage myself. When I am assertive, I recognize my value and the other's value as equal. I see the other as a brother or sister. I respect them as I respect myself. I express my opinions and needs honestly and clearly, while realizing that the other is human too. When I am assertive, my inner true self grows. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Authentic Religion. October 15, 1995. Dear people whom God loves, religion has been a major cause of wars. Religion is meant to help us become open, to allow God to enter us and change us into the person God wants us to be. When this is happening, we are developing and growing. As we grow, our religious ideas will change and grow. When religion is authentic, it is always evolving, and so are we. Religion easily becomes static. We get stuck in the same religious notions year after year. When this happens, we are threatened by religious ideas that call us to change. Then we want to make other people think as we do, or we fight them. We fight with the idea that we are doing it for God or truth. The reality is that we are resisting being open to truth and are resisting the invitation of God to grow. Religion can be a blessing or a curse. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Religion versus religion. October 22, 1995. Dear people whom God loves, religion with a capital R is the experience that we belong in the universe, that we are connected to God and to all the people and things that God has made. We are loved by God and called to share that love with ourselves and everyone and everything else. The religious experience is that all reality is embraced by the compassion of God. What religions with a small r means is thinking that about the religious experience, living it out in daily life, and celebrating it. These religions are essential in making the experience effective in our world. What easily happens is that we never had or have lost the capital R religious experience, but continue to be active in a religion, then religion becomes empty and legalistic. It does not give life, but rather destroys it. I think religions are a means to an end. They are authentic only insofar as they are the outflowing of the capital R religious experience. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. The Need to Be Quiet. November 12, 1995. Dear people whom God loves, I feel uncomfortable when I don't have my watch on. I am caught in the addiction of hurry. This is very common in our country today. Some of this is inevitable in our culture. What would be your reaction if I didn't show up or was very late for funerals, weddings, masses, and appointments? Our parish would become chaotic. When there are a lot of people to be coordinated, showing up and on time is essential. However, there is a price. If our inner life is to deepen, we need time and quiet to reflect, meditate, savor, enjoy, relax, do nothing. Just be. We will drink in the meaning of life, people, and the world around us only by slowing down. Our soul needs quiet as well as activity. We need the rhythm of being active and being quiet, just as we need to be up and to sleep. When we love, we are sometimes doing and sometimes just being. Constant activity means doing more and more while missing the meaning and depth of life. Constant activity keeps us from knowing and appreciating who we really are, who others are, and who God is. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Reality. December 17, 1995. Dear people whom God loves, at times there are bitter realities that we have to accept. We don't want to accept them, but we must if we are not to be eaten up inside with anger and resentment. It helps us if we believe that God is with us, and if we trust in God's love. Sometimes we can see no answer. All we can do is trust. Hard? Yes. Necessary? Yes. Pleasant? No. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. The Message of Jesus' Birth, December 24, 1995. Dear people whom God loves, Christmas reminds us that God is so much in love with us that she wants to share the life we live. That love results in Jesus. God takes our wounds, hurts, sins, rejections, everything into herself to make us whole. That is Jesus. God takes no offense. God just loves us. As we are graced by God to let go of our resentments, hates, and grudges, we become open for God's love to grow in us. Before we can let go, we must feel, acknowledge, and accept the anger and hate we feel. At some point, however, we must let go of it for our own well-being. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Religion and Politics, February 4, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, some people say that religion and politics don't mix. If by this they mean that the government should not sponsor or favor a religion, I would agree. If by this they mean that spiritual values should not be a part of politics, I would disagree. Spirituality is living out the religious experience that we are all connected with God, with one another, and with our world. Compassion flows from this experience, and we appreciate the value of people and other creatures. We appreciate the dignity of everyone and the need to live together as compassionate people. This means we want to make this a good world for everyone. Politics is the art of making a society that is healthy for everyone, a society that makes it easier to lead good, compassionate lives, a society that respects our world, so that all may enjoy its resources. Politics is making concrete the values of spirituality. Spirituality and politics are interwoven. When spiritual values are lost, politics suffers. When politics does not implement spiritual values, society becomes destructive. One does not have to believe in God to have these values. We can, in a sense, believe in God and not have them. All who share these values can be partners in politics. Religion gets a bad name when the religious experience of compassion is lost or becomes secondary. Politics gets a bad name when it does not foster a compassionate society. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. On Illness, March 3, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, the way we look at things has a lot more to do with being happy than with the way things are. When we are sick, we may look at it as terrible. We are missing so much. There's so much we should be doing. We moan about how sick we feel and how much pain we have. This is common. I do it too. We not only have to bear the physical illness, but we have made ourselves irritable and depressed. On the other hand, we might see the sickness as a sign to slow down, a time to let our body recuperate, a time to let go. We will still have our physical problems, though they probably will be fewer, but we won't be adding all the emotional turmoil on top of it. I was just thinking, it's a lot easier to think that way when I am well than when I am sick. I've got a long way to go. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Accepting the way things are. March 10, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, we need to learn when to challenge and when to accept. If we are a person who believes that we can always make things be the way we want them to be, we must learn how to go with the flow. However, this belief is partially good. There are injustices that need to be challenged, relationships that need mending. Our right to be who we are needs to be asserted. These are ego-centered ways of living that need to be balanced by accepting that we must let go and let God. Sometimes, floating downstream will get us to our destination. Swimming against the current only brings frustration. We must learn to adapt to the power of life. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Made in the Image of God. March 24, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, it is our beautiful and noble calling to become plain, ordinary people. As we become plain and ordinary, we become compassionate and loving. We accept our humanness with its beauty and ugliness, its virtue and sin. In God's loving embrace, we become who we are meant to be. We usually think of ourselves as more than we are or less than we are. It is so difficult to see ourselves as we truly are. Being ordinary is beautiful because being human is the image of God. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Compassion. April 14, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, God looks at us with gentle compassion. It is essential that we learn to look at ourselves in the same way. Once we look at our wounded, flawed, beautiful self with gentle compassion, we will look at others with gentle compassion. Compassion is extremely powerful. Compassion brings to us and others spiritual, emotional, and sometimes physical healing. Growing in compassion is the only ultimate task that we have. Everything else means little. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Our Shadows, April 28, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, every human person has a shadow. There are parts of ourselves that we don't want to look at. Our clever minds hide them from us, so we don't even know they are there. To become a healthy, compassionate person, I must become aware of those hidden parts. Otherwise, I will act destructively out of my unrecognized traits. Institutions and nations have shadows too. As a nation, we must see our national shadow, or we will act destructively toward our own people, as well as toward other peoples. If I love myself, I will begin to look into the shadow I carry. If I love my country, I will look into our national shadow. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. An Honest Face. May 5, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, for the most part, when we were little, we tended to be ourselves and didn't put on a special face for other people. There is a certain charm and honesty in this. As we grew older, we saw people's reactions to what we did and said. This led us to show what we wanted them to see and hide what we didn't want them to know. We learned to put on a face for the world. Some of this is necessary to fit into society, but we usually make the face too hard and too permanent. The charm and honesty is lost. As we grow older, there is once again the opportunity to let our real face shine through as when we were children. Perhaps this is what Jesus was talking about when he said that we must become like little children if we are to enter the kingdom of God. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Materialism. May 12, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, some of us in the U.S. don't have enough to eat or a decent place to live. Some of us have more than enough. Our culture tells us that having things is the most important thing in life. It is difficult for us not to fall victim to the voices of culture. The cultural voice gets into me and, I would guess, into about everyone. How much of our time and energy is put into having more and more things? Let us ask ourselves, what does it mean to be successful in the United States? Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Judgments. May 19, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, Jesus tells us not to judge. Do any of us follow that? In my opinion, we can judge actions with some accuracy. Some behaviors are obviously destructive, some are mixed, and some are obviously constructive. We need to make judgments about behaviors while at the same time realizing that we don't understand all or even most of what is going on inside the person. It is also my opinion that we cannot judge the goodness or badness of a person. Only God can read the depths of the heart. When we get to heaven, I believe that we are going to be surprised at how inaccurate our judgments have been. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Seeing ourselves truthfully. May 26, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, an essential component of the spiritual journey is honesty, the ability to see things as they really are. We must see ourselves as we really are. When we do this, we will see the rest of reality more clearly. Seeing ourselves truthfully is a great and unusual gift. God offers that gift to us, but we almost always refuse it. When I see all those terrible people out there, it is a sign that I don't know myself. When I know myself, I will see terrible things in our world, but I will see them in me. I will see that those awful people out there are just like me. I will understand that they and I are all precious to God. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Left versus right. June 2, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, conservatives and liberals usually fight. We often fight with self-righteous fervor. We are convinced that we are right and the others are wrong. We each have a piece of the truth and blindly believe that it is the whole truth. In our church, conservatives say that we must be about changing hearts and that the transformation of society will follow. Liberals say we must change the structures of our society to have transformation. Both are half right and half wrong. To bring about the kingdom of God, both are necessary. When we look at each other as enemies, we hinder the coming of the kingdom. We must instead listen to each other and learn. Whenever I think of the other side as an enemy, I am caught in a blindness that is destructive. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Changing opinions. June 9, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, Once we form a way of looking at things, it is very difficult to change. We bend the facts to fit the way we think. If I think that the Catholic Church is right and the Lutheran Church is wrong, I will turn myself inside out to keep from changing my point of view. I will not look at the Catholic Church honestly. I will explain away the defects in the Catholic Church in order not to change the way I think. I will focus on the defects in the Lutheran Church to prove that my thinking is right. We are more stubbornly dishonest about religion than anything else. Politics is a close second. Smile, God loves you. Father Clay. The Purpose of Evil, June 23, 1996. Dear People Whom God Loves. The presence of evil in a world made by an all-good God is puzzling at best. I can see the purpose of some evil. I know that my own wounds and sins have been a great blessing for me. I think that my spirituality would be more superficial without them. While they were terribly distressing at the time, and I saw no good in them, I am now grateful for them. My sins have been a much greater grace than my virtues. When it comes to the great evils, like millions of people slaughtered and countless children starving to death, I can make no sense out of it. I can only trust that God is there and that it will bring goodness. I have nothing rational to hang on to. I can only trust God. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Narrow-mindedness. June 30, 1996. Dear People Whom God Loves. Narrow-mindedness is almost universal. I have a big bunch of it myself. This is why it bothers me when I see it in other people. Narrow-mindedness is behind prejudice, judgmental attitudes, violence, and lack of communication. Behind our narrow-mindedness is fear that is based on our own bad feelings about ourselves. We dare not listen to other people who think differently than we do. Their ideas and visions challenge our own, and we fear that we will lose who we are if we are not right. We are narrow-minded not because we are bad, but because we are scared. When we are able to listen to and really hear what is going on inside other people, we connect with them. We begin to lose our prejudices, turn judgments into compassion, grow less violent. As compassion grows, we become able to be intimate and have healthy relationships. I am scared, you are scared. No wonder we have so much trouble with one another. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. If You Think You're Holy, July 14, 1996. Dear People Whom God Loves. As I was reflecting on the idea of holiness, it came to me, it would be impossible for holy persons to think of themselves as holy. I think holiness includes the realization that we aren't any different from anybody else. Something for you to think about. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay.